The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got it. I kind of tricked him into admitting it off air, but now he's already admitted it.
Mm.
Tieck is a bad father. He is just as bad of a father as I was.
Oh.
So, high five. Welcome to the club.
Just as bad.
When it comes to toys, there's a new study out that says too many toys, bad for kids.
Yep.
And Tieck read every parenting book.
And they all say this, don't get a bunch of toys, get a few toys that are special for them, and then they'll take care of them more. They won't leave them everywhere because I just can't do it.
But I have talked about when I got my first check, I was in an apartment, I needed money for rent. I needed salt because my apartment didn't have it.
You got Miracle Whip?
I did. That was one of the things I bought.
Yeah.
But I also.
Because that's disgusting. And
it's not.
I just
when you grow up a mayonnaise person, you have to go get
mayo's
the other.
Way better.
I know. You have to discover it on your own. You have to go get.
Anyways.
Miracle Whip is still good with certain things. Bologna and Miracle Whip is a wicked combination because their wangs sort of like meet. wang each other. It's so much wang in your mouth at once. Mm-hmm.
I don't like too much wang in
bologna
my mouth.
Bologna wang and Miracle Whip wang. There's. Aaron, dare I say, I don't think too much wang in your mouth is enough wang in your mouth.
Yeah, very well said. Poetic.
Oscar Mayer and Miracle Whip. How much wang can you handle?
I agree, though, because we were a Miracle Whip family, and now I'm a mayonnaise guy. I think
you had to go try the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, the grass is greener, right? Mm-hmm. For me, I thought the grass was greener. I tried it, and now I'm back to mayo.
Yeah.
But there are, like I said, there are special occasions. Anywho, one of the first things I bought, other than Miracle Whip, I bought Legos.
Yeah.
Because I never had them. I wanted, all my friends could I'm going to build up. I'm like, I'm going to imagine building a. So I am a product of no toys, which is why I zagged with my own children. I want this. And it's like, there, you shall have it. Mm-hmm. I like Star Wars. Here's the Millennium Falcon.
Right. And I'm the same way. But I'm the same way because... To me, I have that gear in me too of it's shoes. I buy all the shoes I can now because when I was younger, and you had it with Legos, right?
Right.
And I'm trying
or
to avoid
anything.
I'm trying to avoid that in my mind with my son. I don't want him to be a 30-year-old and I just want a thing of Legos. It's play with Legos while you really want to play with Legos when you're 4 or 5 and then grow out of it.
Great.
And don't have this lingering, I got to make up for lost time.
But
what I'm trying to do.
You can shoot the gap. You can just buy him some Legos, and then it's yellow face Lego guy. And then he can go, yellow face Lego guy Spider-Man right now. Pew, pew, pew,
flip.
But no.
No.
You had to buy him.
You had to take him to that one Lego shop where he found.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got Toby Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's got whatever.
Tom.
He has all the Spider-Man, yes.
And he's got him. When they're full-blown Spider-Man or when they're just learning to be Spider-Man in a wrestling match in your Lego guys. So you've taught your kid, he doesn't have to imagine anything. He doesn't have to come up with a way to be like Spider-Man. He has it. You've created an uncreative child. If you give him too much, the gaps are already filled in.
But, okay, I don't know.
You have to admit, aren't you more imaginative because
I am more imaginative and I get that, but what I'm saying is, but there's still this aching that but all I really wanted was just those shoes. I didn't want, I was a kid, I would cut out Nike swooshes out of paper and tape them to my shoe.
Awesome.
Very creative.
Yes.
I just wanted the Nike shoes. That's all I wanted. That's all I still want to this day.
Yeah. And now where are you at today?
Yes. Now it made it bad. Wait, so which side are we arguing?
I would have just gotten the shoes.
No,
so what
no.
Maybe get one pair.
There's a point where it's too much. Because I remember this. When we, my son and I were sitting down with just a big pile of Legos. This is a very strange thing that I'm about to say. But you know, when you're at Children's Hospital, there's a replica of Children's Hospital made in Legos.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And it's so amazing. And then when they add new stuff, Legos just they send a master builder out. God, I want that job so hard.
See,
I could not want that job.
Grow up.
No, no. But so they just send 10 billion brown Legos of all different sizes, 10 billion gray Legos of all different sizes. And then the master builder goes outside, looks at the building and goes, all right. And then builds it.
Wow. That's amazing.
And then he's got all these extra brown Legos and all these extra. And guess what? I got him.
Oh.
You did?
Yes. After the first build, I was like, what do you guys do with the leftover Legos? Like, they're just in a storage place. I'm like, can I have them? I'm like, yeah. So I have the extra, I have the extra things. So then I sat down with my son one time. And
we were
like,
thinking about passing them out to the sick kids. No. But if you want them.
No, they can't just hand them out to, because it's like,
I know,
there's
I know.
Protocols and crap. But anyway, so then I sat down with my son and I'm like, let's build a house. And you know what he said? Hmm. Guess what he said? Where are the instructions?
Oh.
Ooh.
He became Emmett. The most worthless. I know eventually by the end of the Lego movie, spoiler alert, Emmett
is. I haven't seen it yet.
He's the one. But but he didn't know how to do anything. Whereas mm-hmm. like I could put like a Lego on top of another Lego only held on by one place mm-hmm. and then it swings. And if you do that enough times, that's a door. But you know what a door is for him? A door. Like Lego builds a door.
The door piece, yeah.
The door piece. He doesn't know how to do anything because I handed him everything. And your son is going to be the biggest blob of Jell-O. God, I hope.
I guess. Well, so am I.
Leo, if you're listening. Just kidding.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.